button. Go back over here to this he page.
Comes, here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels.
Go to the top page.
He's a demon and he's going to be chasing after someone. And when the odds are against him and there's dangerous work to do, you bet your life, Speed Racer's going to see it through. Oh my God.
All right.
Four.
Do you know the words to Hogan's Heroes?
One.
Da 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 da. It reminds me though. Oh wait a minute. Let the guy.
Let's get this guy. Get there.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia. It's the Slade and Mason Show.
Okay, so Family Guy did this, had this thing, and Carter. Hey, he liked to sing karaoke. So Lois asked him what his favorite karaoke song. He goes, Hill Street Blues. He says, Daddy, there are no words in Hill Street Blues. He says, the hell there aren't. Hill Street Blues, Hill Street Blues, Hill Street Blues. I've got those Hill Street Blues.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Well, good morning, everybody. Oh. As you can tell, we've kind of been... we've been at it already.
Old,
so
the old box already.
We should have the pre-record. That'd be even better. Well, it is Sunday morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Slade and Mason Show. It's a program that's all about you and us. It's just like a
mostly
radio
about
program.
Us and absolutely nothing like
yes,
any
it
radio
is,
show.
Where we
you've
share
ever heard
with
of.
You news stories and things you see throughout the week. It's just basically our take on it. You know,
don't get your underwear in a knot.
No, because we're, you know,
it hurts.
You're just we're just you know, you hear something and you go. That mumbling in your head, that's coming through your headphones right now, boys and girls. We're just trying to have some fun. Don't go take it seriously. And as always, all the music is brought to you by Danim Music. Danim Music, because we're not going to pay for it. Don't forget to check out that picture from 2016 on Instagram. There's a picture, new picture on Twitter from 2022.
We just don't know how to get it.
Especially now that Twitter is called X. So,
that's right. They've
yeah,
changed the name.
Yeah, it's not even Twitter anymore. So I'm not even sure how to get there. look, we're really screwed. Look, there's those pictures we have on our website from 2008. If you go to olfw.com, and sometimes that domain works, you'll see pictures of us, and you can swing along with the music. Let's see. As always, we're brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats. We'll talk about that at the break. Woo! It's been a morning already, boys and girls. Hey, Mr. Slade.
Yes, Mr. Mason.
Here we are 4 minutes into this silliness and wondering if you by chance have for us to enjoy and partake and pick apart a Sunday morning rant.
Well, let me see.
Well, I mean, if you don't, that's okay. You know.
Oh, absolutely. Of course I have a rant because I'm just a curmudgeon old S-O-L.
Oh, here it comes.
Son of a liberal.
I'll just go.
My rant. Mm. Okay, let's start out with, first off, today.
Yeah.
Today is a beautiful day, man. I mean, you talk, especially after the last 4 days.
Yep.
Temperatures feeling up into the 100+ degrees. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was ugly. And I mean, every day and almost every break on my radio show, I told people, you know, if you don't have to go out in this, don't, because it was treacherous. Well, now we had those storms come in last night. And it's cooled things off. The humidity is a little lower. So it's like, we might be able to enjoy the rest of the weekend. But
yeah, it's only going to get up to 87.
That's it. Hey, you know, again, the next shot of real rain looks like it's going to be Thursday.
Yeah.
All right. Well, like I say, that was, you know, again, I'm ranting against the holiest of holy when I'm ranting about the weather because, number one, hey, here it is. It's, but my fear, and I heard a meteorologist say this last week, that this could become the norm for summer.
Yep.
And that's scary.
Yep.
Now, and how did we get here? Okay, let's go back 25 years.
Further.
Maybe 40 years.
Okay.
Vice President Al Gore.
Oh, okay.
He saw things that were happening. Mm-hmm. He wrote a book and told us that things were going to be happening. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, most of the things that he said in that book have come to pass. And if we don't catch up with it now, the rest of the story is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, people, we, you know,
I guess
I know you don't, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, I'm going to be dead, so it doesn't matter. But, you know, it's like, I got grandbabies.
Mm-hmm.
I got grandbabies, man. It's like, and you know, and I'd like to think that I'm not dooming them before they even have a chance to look and see what's going on.
Yeah. Well,
we have got to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I think the crash is coming.
Well, here's the other thing. And, you know, people laugh at me for driving these old beater cars. And you laugh at me. And I laugh at myself. It's kind of ironic. You know, it's like I technically I could afford to buy a brand new car. And people do it, what, on every 7 years? Is that about the average? They go buy a brand new car.
It's the hell out of me. I don't know when last time I bought a new car was 1980 something or another.
Okay. But the point is, think about the amount of materials and manufacturing and transportation and movements and digging in materials out of the ground and taking rubber off of trees. Like, there's a lot of activity that takes place to get a brand new car from zero to your driveway. And the carbon footprint is unbelievable. It's unbelievable what it takes to get a brand new car to your driveway. And not even including the organic special metals, which we're getting from third world countries, and people are dying from. So, you know,
and remember, we are also producing not one, but 240,000 to 250,000 of these machines.
Yeah.
Each and every year.
Yeah. Well, no, it's every day. Every day.
That's even sicker.
Yeah,
that's,
we're making about a quarter of a million cars every single day, and they're just showing up, and then we take the old one, we dump it away and throw it away. Some of that stuff gets recycled, but to recycle it, you produce a lot of heat, a lot of energy, a lot of more heat. So keep your beater cars as long as they'll run. You know, get those occasional parts here and there, and stop having such an appetite for the new. As for instance, dovetailing on this, for instance, who is it? Toyota, Nissan, Volkswagen, they all had like these touch screens for cars.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this at all? So that you're driving down.
I don't like touch screens. I mean, I've been in cars with them. It's like, it just seems to me like you're watching television.
Yeah. And not only that, but you're driving down the road, you're doing 60 miles an hour, and you want to increase the heat. You have to take your eyes off the road and zero in on a 23 by 23 pixel and then click and slide it, right? Bad idea.
Yeah.
Now,
bad idea.
The car manufacturers have now gone back to tactile buttons that you press and move, that you can memorize where they are in position on your dashboard. So in any event, hopefully with the advent of AI, it'll help us and we'll recover from.
We're going to talk about that. Wait a minute. Don't you
dare. You don't want to start that?
Because I got another part here.
All right.
Wait a minute.
I'll solve this off. All right.
The other part of it. You know what is happening in our society? We are actually getting a little more intelligent.
No, we're not.
And you know why?
Mm.
Because Hollywood writers are on strike. And that means that people have got to do something else but get ready for the new television season, because it's not going to happen.
Oh, they get to read
a book.
As a
matter of fact, movies, man, it's like they have to make special exemptions for certain movies to be able to be released. So it's going to be a real, real strained fall when it comes to entertainment. See, that's why I'm glad. I got stuck in the cartoon web, man. It's like, and I am just so happy because I don't care if the writers go on strike for the rest of their lives. Family Guy's episodes are going to keep running over and over and over and over and over and over. And that makes me happy. All right, now, there you go. I got to tell you, Dan is about to come into this, and we'll talk about it, but I know what time it is.
It's the scary AI report. All right. So this dovetails on what you were talking about. And hold on. I'm going to make sure this is... Make sure we're recording. Yeah, we are recording. All right. I'm sitting there going, why do I have a dead screen? Oh, it's something on something else.
I've given you 10 minutes of funny. You better find it.
Well, the writer's strike is getting even bigger and nastier because what is happening is, I didn't know this, and I guess it kind of makes sense. Let's say you're an extra, right? You're just there. You're making $120 for the day. I don't know if you know what an extra is, but that's it. You just stand there. They make you do it. But now, in the past like 4 or 5 months, when you show up, well, obviously before the writer's strike take place, they have you go to a little booth and they go, here, hold still. We're going to scan your head.
Yeah, buddy.
All righty. You go on over there and get your $120, and we'll be with you tomorrow afternoon. Because now...
And we'll never have to use you again.
That's right, because it says in perpetuity, right on the little form there, in perpetuity, forever and ever. And the writers are going, no, 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 no. That is absolute BS. That has got
well,
to stop.
Well, you know, we talked about this last week, because it's like, you know, can you imagine... Clark Gable. They've got his image.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun. Not going to be fun. They are definitely putting their foot down on that. They're like, no, no, no. It has nothing to do with the scripts. It has to do with, you know, what Bruce Willis signed his... He signed his image away. He says, yeah, here, give me, what, $50 million? Great. Here's my picture. Here's my image. Here's my voice. Have at it. So Hollywood can now do Bruce Willis movies from now until... The concrete
in
crumbles.
Perpetuity.
Yes. Not that I think I want to see another vision of him crawling through an air duct that doesn't exist, but still.
But here again, like I said,
there you go.
You know, when they first went on strike, you know, you didn't think that this was at the heart of the matter. Yeah. But you and I have been talking about this for almost a year now.
Yep.
And the writers, they've obviously been talking about this and thinking, hey, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're giving up. And these actors are going, wait a minute. It's like, they're going to be able to work without me. And they won't pay me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That is scary. Now, just remember it. Remember the Chicken Little effect that I have. I told you the sky was falling. And it's like, and it's already starting to crack.
Well,
Hollywood is going to be a big test of AI.
Well, I think the deal is they've always had a clause in their contracts that says ... or your likeness. Well, guess what, gang? AI is a big likeness, and it's going to take over. All right.
As an addendum to that, see, again, I mentioned to you when we first got on here, well, before the people could join us.
Yes.
It's like, so you sent me the link to
GPT chat.
And so I finally, I've had it now for 3 weeks now. So finally this morning I said, well, I got a couple of minutes. Let's go in here and see what happened. So what did I do? I got to my chat and I got into the box and I typed in this particular business, the address. The phone number. Let's see.
What the parameters were.
I wanted particulars about some of the services they offered, and that's what I asked for. And then I hit enter. Oh, no, wait a minute, I'm sorry. I wrote. I need 3 scripts in a narrative form. And you're right.
All
there
done.
They were.
At first it starts off like, sure, okay, let's see what we got here.
Oh man, yeah, Hollywood does need to worry. They need to worry because sooner or later AI is gonna end up taking their jobs too.
That's
and
right,
they'll
baby.
Be able to write scripts, and it's like, and we'll be able to place the actors that we want in them,
mm-hmm.
any actor we want,
mm-hmm.
and it's gonna cost little or nothing.
I remember there was I think it was a Pepsi commercial, and they had They had Satchmo, and they had who's the guy from Casablanca?
Humphrey Bogart.
Humphrey Bogart. And it was like, hey, I was looking at you, kid. And, you know, and they were sitting there drinking the Pepsi. And I think it was, I forgot who the answer was. And that was like, that was back in like 1986.
Yeah. This was when, at the advent of the CGI and such.
Yeah. And you look at it and you go, you look at the commercial and go, why is he all distorted? It's really gross and weird.
Right.
Looking.
Exactly. It's like, the distortion. It's like, it's all fuzzy.
Because all they're doing was they were taking the original film, dropping it into place, and cropping out all the garbage in the background.
Yeah.
And that was it. But now they don't have to do that. They can go back and grab all those old black and whites, re-dump that into the AI, and what do you want to do? You want to hang out with Marlon Brando and, I don't know, Cheech and Chong? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, there
let's
we go.
Let's put this sucker together.
Said, we'll make a great movie. Leonardo da Vinci and Cheech and Chong.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about the weather, and I got a little, I took a cooler and I put it in the cul-de-sac and I put a bunch of waters in and I covered it with ice and I put notes on it and I said, drivers, please, you know, bottle water, hydrate, what have you. So they did. Some of them took it. So I'm a nice guy.
God, but make me sick.
But I've seen some of these guys. Some of these guys are like making deliveries. They were over at the neighbor's house. We were all like hanging out. And, I'll sign for the package. I don't care. He goes, man, do you have a water or something I could, you know, I'm like, yeah, hold on. Said, hey, you know, ask my neighbors, hey, man, you got water in there? Yeah, I got some water in there. So, but these guys are out there. And
I got to say, UPS. And the other ones are road workers.
UPS,
I mean, it's like,
man.
Good God.
Oh, yeah.
These guys, and they even though they got their little shorts on, do you know that those trucks are not air conditioned?
UPS trucks are not air conditioned.
Nope.
That is absolutely insane. Oh, and they're dark brown.
Yes, and they're
let's absorb
brown.
As much
now,
heat as we
this
can.
This was part of the revamping of UPS to make sure that they now are going to have air conditioned trucks. But I'm thinking, what kind of a moron would you want? I mean, at top level, at one time, the top salary at UPS was like $40,000 per driver.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like that's not even worth it. I knew a couple of these guys. I know one particular driver. I mean, it's like he worked for them until he died.
Yeah,
and it's like, but that guy, man, it's like. He never walked. He ran everywhere.
Yeah. They all have back problems. The UPS drivers have back problems. We had one guy when I was working up in Crystal City, and he's like, I'm going to be out for the next 6 weeks. And what's happening? Yeah, I'm getting new bracing in my back and new pipe.
Well, have you seen those chairs that they sit in when they're driving? I mean, that you talk about a wreck on their back.
Yeah.
Jeez, peasy.
And then you're picking up 80-pound boxes and moving them all the time. So anyway, my hat goes off to the UPS drivers. And did you see the strike? They avoided the strike because they knew if they were closed for just 2 weeks, 2 weeks shut down, they said it was something like $7 to $8 billion loss in the United States. $7 to $8 billion loss between them not making money and between not getting packages where they need to be. And that's just conservative because, you know, you'll have like people going, you know, United Parcel Service or FedEx or, you know, even Amazon will make those deliveries. Right. But these guys are in pain. So,
Let's see. Okay, it's like, you know, I've been thinking that. Mick Jagger turned 80 last week.
He's not dead yet. Yeah. Okay.
But listen, the thing is that after the day after his birthday, it's like there was a story out that he needed assistance just, you know, again, getting from his party because he was looking all frail.
Yeah.
I mean, he is 80 years
old. He couldn't find his bowl. Like, you know,
and maybe he's finally found out that maybe he is too old to rock and roll.
Where's my bowl? I can't find my bowl.
And of course, we lost a great one.
Well, hold on.
Sinead O'Connor, man.
Okay, before you get into that, speaking of Mick Jagger and 80, I want to, for the public, I want to do my let's see if I can do it right here. This is an impersonation. I haven't done this in a while, so hold on. Let me get it right here. This is my impersonation of Senator Mitch McConnell. Here we go. The NDA went fine, and we...
Oh, my God. Poor bitch. And that's what was going on while this was happening. Mitch.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Not only that, then, of course, Dianne Feinstein.
Oh, my gosh.
Like I say, Mitch McConnell is 81 years old. And Miss Feinstein is 90.
Yeah. She's the senior of the two.
Does this say anything about the way the government is run? Mm. I mean, look, the president is 80 what?
He's 80 years old.
His main opponent is how old?
79.
Yeah, okay. So, and then you start just dribbling it down. I mean, it's like, so... We are, I don't want to hear any more of this crap about seniors don't have any rights. Because when you take a look at who's running the country,
oh my gosh,
they are seasoned citizens.
You didn't tell me, what did you think of my Mitch McConnell impersonation?
Which is, like I said, I had just read about more about Dianne Feinstein. I was like,
oh,
wow.
Man. Yeah, there was someone who, someone spoke up and said, look, you know, as if this was your great grandmother, you know, would you punish her by making her get up and go out, or would you say, "Look, Grant, look, we got to take the keys away, girl. Come on, we're done."
So, you know, I got to tell you, yeah. I did. I took my mother's keys away from her to stop her from driving, but you know, I also found out that probably helped hasten her death because that was the only freedom she had.
Well,
but I also knew that it would do no good if she took that big old car and ran into somebody because mm-hmm. that thing was a tank and she'd probably have killed someone else and she'd have been able to walk away.
Yeah.
So it's like I did that and it was tough. It really was. It was a tough decision to make, but
I'm glad to
I
see
made
the swelling's gone down, by the way.
So I was talking about Sinead O'Connor.
Yes.
All right. Now, do you remember 1992? I barely remember, but you know, that's because I've done a lot.
It was
of,
a long time ago. That's lot that, of that was the year I moved down here to Virginia.
Well, it's like it was a Saturday night and I can remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, Saturday
I'm
night.
I'm watching Saturday Night Live and here is Sinead O'Connor, semi-bald head. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and she's done, I think she just finished Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah.
And then she held up this picture of the Pope mm-hmm. and ripped it in half mm-hmm. and said something like, fight the real demons.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, you would have thought she had kicked the Pope in the nuts. Mm-hmm. I mean, really.
Yeah,
because, like I say, people went ape monkey doo-doo. Yep. I mean, it was like crazy. It's, you know, again, it was a statement. And it was, I'll grant you, it may not have been in the best of taste, but then again, when did television ever exercise any specialty in taste?
Yep.
So, you know, I guess this should have been my rant. But well, here's the thing. Sinead O'Connor, she died at 56.
Yeah. Punk kid.
She survived by three children.
Mm-hmm.
She canceled all her gigs last year because her 17-year-old son, Shane, passed away. That's the way they wrote it. Mm. No, they didn't write that he committed suicide.
Yeah.
And I remind you again, if you are feeling stress, if you do have a problem and you feel you need to talk to somebody, there is a line. Please, please, please don't go it alone. Dial 988.
Yep.
That's 988. Now, anyway, Sinead referenced Shane when she tweeted, he was the love of my life, the lamp of my soul. We were one soul and two halves. He was the only person who ever loved me unconditionally. I'm lost in the bardo without him. Life and Style Weekly magazine said that, believe it or not, Sinead O'Connor was only worth $1.5 million when she passed away.
Yep.
And that's because her career was definitely derailed and side railed by that one act.
Mm.
So, Sinead, rest in peace, because again, on the same token, she lived like I want to live. I do not give a rat's patootie what somebody might think of me. As long as I'm doing right by people, I sleep well at night. I sleep good. I don't let anybody else control my life. I have complete control over what goes on in my life. And so, and I regrets. Nope. Everything I did, I was in the right mind when I did it. I've done everything I possibly could. And some of the things I liked, I did twice.
You do
and
know.
And so,
that-
you know, when it's all over and said and done with, nobody's going to be able to say, poor JD. No, he'll be poor, but it won't be because he didn't have a great time.
Mm-hmm. You do know she left instructions for her kids that said, before you dial 911, call my attorney. Because.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was livid. She says, before the record companies go in and, you know, tear apart and find all my old material and revamp all that stuff, call my attorney, lock all that stuff down. That is not their property. She said she was upset when they saw Prince, and Prince had a physical, actual vault and locked all his old material that he did not want anybody on the planet to listen to. He says it was garbage. And she said, look, a lot of times as an artist, you'll write stuff and you go, that is really bad. Oh my God. I'm not releasing that. That's terrible. And then you move on, you make better songs and better songs.
And then of course, when you die, then the record companies are looking to scrape back and get every dollar.
Yeah, man, let's get
a
couple bucks. Oh, this is kind of a catchy tune. You know,
unreleased new material.
Yeah, from Prince. So she said, nope, call my attorneys first. Then call 911. That's what she, those were her exact instructions. So apparently they did, and they're, so her stuff is locked down for that reason, because, you know, you just hear Columbia going, we can make a little bit of dollar to this one.
Oh, my God. Like I said, I'm still waiting for the new Beatles song.
It's coming in September.
For the new Beatles song.
August, September.
Did I hear that guy go, we're sorry?
Yeah, but we'll be right back.
We're sorry. Wow. Today in history, July 30th, 1502, Christopher Columbus lands at Panacha in the Bay Islands off the coast of Honduras during his fourth voyage. And in typical format, renames the island Isla de las Palmas, which is Isle of Pines. The natives thought that was pretty funny and kept calling it Panacha. Silly explorers. 1619, in Jamestown, Virginia, the first representative assembly in the Americas, the House of Burgesses, convenes for the very first time. And then the Burgesses became the Penguin in the Batman series, and then they helped Rocky fight. 1932, the premiere of Walt Disney's Flowers and Trees, an 8-minute cartoon short, used Technicolor for the very first time and won an Academy Award for the cartoon short. It was a short cartoon about flowers and trees. 1971, Apollo Mission 15 saw the landing on the moon of the very first lunar rover. It was awesome. It could carry two astronauts, their supplies, at a top speed of 11.2 miles and cost $38 million. So move over, Lamborghini. And finally, 2006, the world's longest running music show, Top of the Pops, is broadcast for the very last time on BBC Two. The show had aired for 42 years. Pop music petered out 12 years earlier. I'm Dan Mason, and that's July 30th.
Hey there, Carmine DiGuzio. How you doing? Hey, look, I've got my own brand new diet book. Yeah, diet book. It's like 120 pages or so of information that you can use to lob off those ugly pounds of weight you've taken on over the winter. This thing here's got chock full of great ideas and diet plans, but you can start using it right now. Let's open up a random page. Here we go. Let's see. Page 44, a vanilla shake. So, like, instead of using cream, you do use like 2.5 pounds of radishes. Yeah, and you blend them up in the blender. They's highly nutritious and chock full of fiber. And delicious? Well, words cannot even explain the flavor. And remember, it's not just about diet. They's about exercise programs in here too. Hey, let's take a look at page 39. Now, this one's a little touchy, hard to describe, but it requires 4 cinder blocks, and 8 bungee cords and an acetylene torch, and your ability to move rather quickly. Now, that's for your own safety, of course. You might want to consult with a doctor before doing that one. Let's flip open to page 98. Shows a quick tip for losing a quick 30 pounds. Yeah, all you gotta do is you take the walking path from Baltimore, Maryland to Secaucus, New Jersey. Be mindful of traffic on the Jersey Turnpike. And you might want to consult your doctor and a traffic cop before taking that trek. And also, check with your life insurance agent. Yeah, these books got it all. Recipes, diet plans, exercise suggestions, and off all else fails, the last 10 pages features wardrobe ideas and a makeup guide to de-emphasize your fuller self. Look, you ain't gonna squeeze into that bikini there with the weight you put on over the winter. And then, please, for the love of God, no Speedos until you get rid of that gut. Yous wearing a red pair of Speedos is something I just do not ever want to see. Summer's right around the corner, so if people can see you 5 minutes before you show up around the corner, yous might want to order my new diet book right now. Yeah, right now. Send only $19.95 plus $10 shipping and handling to P.O. Box 9022, Fredericksburg, Virginia 22403. Wait like 8 to 10 weeks for delivery. Let's get this done now, because it's spring! And what you're seeing ain't boys regurgitating food for their little ones. Actually, they're seeing you and throwing up! So let's get you fit for the summer and order my Carmine DeGuzio diet book. Here's to seeing a whole lot less of you today. I mean, like a whole lot less of you. I'm Carmine DeGuzio, and we'll see you real soon!
The Big Joe Polka Show. Yes, and we're here in Wisconsin with all the fat
Polacks. I don't want a sirloin steak. You can take pie and cake. They give me a tummy ache. I like stinky cheese. Liederkranz or camembert. Soft Gruyere, Roquefort rare. She smells, but I don't care. I like stinky cheese. Just remember this, please. A piece of Swiss cheese is heavenly. Thump, 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 thump. Strong cheese fairly fells me. My family tells me that half the city smells me. All the folks are horrified, run inside, try to hide. I'm alone but satisfied. I like stinky cheese.
Y'all be stinky!
Everybody dance, everybody dance.
Well, for magical boots.
Welcome to the Big Joe Polka Show.
Yes, leave it from stick to the case.
I don't go for fancy eats, juicy meats, lots of sweets. When I eat it, it repeats. Burps!
I like stinky cheese.
You can take your homemade jams, roasted lambs, country ham. I don't care for candy jams. I like stinky cheese. Take a great big bola, some gorgonzola. Yeah. Let's ripen rare. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Rub it on a grater. A moment later, they'll send the fumigator. Cheese for baking, cheese to stew, cheese to brew, cheese ragu. All I know that thanks to you, I like stinky cheese.
And now, for reasons I can't even explain, we return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Clearly, that touched you very intimately for some reason. I don't know. Wow. All right. That was Two Ton Baker with I Like Stinky I like Cheese. Comedy album from late 40s, 50s. Yeah, that's in commemoration of today, Cheesecake Day.
Limburger so, Cheese Day.
Cheesecake Day. Cheesecake. I just.
No, but cheesecake isn't stinky cheese.
Well, I didn't say it was.
Toe fungus is stinky cheese.
I just said it was in. That was the reason I chose it, but didn't say it was it. All right, this portion of the Slade and Mason show, for reasons only we can explain in short detail, is brought to you.
Because they won't stop us from doing it.
That's right. It's brought to you by I See Something, I See Treats, and it's all about my buddy Sheila and her husband Al. And let me tell you, they have probably been raking in the bucks these past couple of weeks because it has been hot. And what it's all about is it's a food truck, but it's not full of food, traditional food. It is I See Treats, and I'm talking ice machines from Italy, where Al gets these crystal clear, perfectly wonderful blocks of ice, and these blades slowly rotate and create a snowfall. And this snowfall goes into a waiting goblet, and then he puts all these delicious flavorings on top. Mm-mm-mm. And then you eat it, and you put it to your tongue, and it like vaporizes. And it's just this wonderful,
smoothest ice I have ever tasted.
Yeah, it's the closest thing you can get to ice cream that's still ice. It really is.
Yes.
And so
because the texture you can't identify enough with it, because that texture is just like soft serve ice cream. Mm-hmm. That's how smooth it is.
Yeah, it is really nice. So if there is a birthday party, or you've got a new building opening up or something of that nature, or I don't know, maybe you've got a dealership.
Or you just want to treat the neighborhood to some good treats.
Yep. Give them a call, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827. They're on the interwebs at www.iceymethin.
Leave off the G, for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. They're also available on Instagram, Facebook. I noticed they were not on Twitter, because there is no Twitter anymore. That's good. Give them a call. 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
There we go. All right. So
I want to talk about something.
Oh, okay. You with the Elmer J. Fudd hat. You got your hand raised. What's going on?
Be very quiet. We're hunting rabbits. All right. Listen, the elephant in the room, Barbie.
Oh, yes. I wanted to talk about that. I went yesterday with my children.
You did not.
I sure as heck did.
No, Dan.
Dude. I mean, oh my, what a roller coaster ride of stupidness. It was great.
Okay, listen, Dan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now I am so disappointed, because it's like, I'm thinking, okay.
Had to see it.
Now, all right, listen. Okay, so the New York Post says that the Barbie movie is spurring women to dye their hair blonde.
Yes.
Colorists across the country say Barbie blonde is becoming the summer's hottest hair trend. Did we not learn anything from the 1960s? Is it true blondes have more fun? No, it proves that blondes are just looser in their morals. That's what that comes down to. The beauty marketplace platform Fresha says that hair salons have seen a 508% increase in requests for Barbie-inspired hair services.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yep.
All right, so, and that the Ken doll actually has a full name. Do you know Ken's real name? No, you don't.
No.
Don't even try it.
No.
Because his name is Kenneth Sean Carson. He was named after the son of Barbie creator, Ruth Handler.
Okay. I know. But,
see, again, we call him something else. We call him Unix.
Well, they address that in the movie. You would probably enjoy the movie. You'll sit there and go, "What the Ferengi is going on here?" It's like, "Whoa, wait, did we just do this? Did that just happen? Did he do? Is this really? Oh my gosh!" There were scenes, and I think I talked. I spoke about this. Did we talk about this director? The director was, I guess, department from Mattel or whomever who was holding the paychecks was with the director. And they said, well, we're okay with the movie, but there's this one section of the movie. I think maybe we should just kind of remove this. And she just went, no, you got to be kidding me. That's the whole focus of the movie. You can't be doing it. If you did it, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to refuse.
Is this Ken's lack of genitalia?
Well, Ken doesn't have any genitalia.
That's why there's not going to be any Barbie babies.
Barbie doesn't have any genitalia either. I mean, think about it. It's just this smooth patch. So, in any event, it does get addressed in the movie, but I'm not going into details. I don't want to be a spoiler. I know you're not going to go see the movie.
You're right. I'm not. We'll talk about it after we get off the air.
If it shows up in you know, like Netflix or something that you have access to, I highly recommend you watch the movie because you will laugh.
I am not going to watch Barbie.
Off.
I'm not going to watch Barbie because, again, remember,
yes, you will.
I grew up with the fascination of Barbie.
Yes.
And because of our cultural differences, you know, when I told you, listen, the only thing that was different about the little brown Barbie is that her face was brown.
That's it. There you go.
She still had blue eyes.
Yeah.
She still had a nose.
Yeah. Yeah, but now the black Kens, they did have brown eyes. So that was the other thing to remember. So
they didn't have any genitalia either. So no, they didn't. Happy little household.
The movie was so well done. It dressed all
I am not, you know, like it, I say, it, I will go. Yeah. I will go to the mat for you on any other topic, but we are never. We are never going to agree on Barbie.
Yeah,
we are never.
You'll watch that movie and go, oh, wow, Dan was right. This is great.
Hey, Dan.
What?
Hey, Dan.
What?
You have a daughter, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Did you buy her a Barbie doll?
Did not.
Why? That's what every SWP did for their daughters.
They
bought them Barbie.
Nope.
And Barbie's dream house.
Nope.
And Barbie's Cadillac.
Nope.
And Barbie's,
nope,
of course, $1 million whorehouse. And,
nope.
Again.
Anyway, so what did you want to say about the movie?
I want to see Trailer Park Barbie.
Did you know that? Did you know, according to, if you look at the history, while they were doing the movie, there was a worldwide, while they're filming the movie, I should say, there was a worldwide shortage of pink paint. Wonder why.
Well, here's another thing.
Oh, man.
You know, again, you think that you've heard the last of it? Oh, my God. It's
wait.
Christmas, they've already talked about Mattel's stock has gone up ridiculously. They've made hundreds of millions of dollars since the release of this movie.
Yes.
And there are already three more planned in the pipeline.
This movie lays itself wide open for additional movies. Wide open.
No, no. Oh, God, no.
Oh, yeah.
God, no,
yeah.
God,
First off, the fact that Ken, you could do a spinoff all on that all by itself. The movie was just, it was really, really well done. I'll just lay it out there. It was well thought out. It wasn't slapped together. It wasn't just a stupid little, you know, CGI and plastic, you know, whatever. They thought this sucker through.
I'm sorry. You know, again, how
I know you'll
never
go.
Away? How are we going to explain the lack of genitalia?
I did.
I want to know how you explain that. And where do all these other Barbies come from if they don't have any genitalia?
They come from a factory in China.
Like I said, you know, you're never going to see no baby Barbies or baby Kens.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you do,
oh my gosh. Hey,
you heard it here first.
So, fast food restaurants.
I can't believe I've been. Yes.
Fast food restaurants. I don't know if you notice this now, but a lot of the times when you go to the Burger Kings of the world and McDonald's, if you go in there, what they will do is they will get your order and they will hand you an empty plastic cup and they go, go over and fill up your container.
Get your own drink. Yeah.
Yeah. Get your own drink. Well, one of these guys decided, do you know what Baja Blast is?
No.
Okay. It's a repugnant drink. But anyway, this guy decided, fine, you give me my own cup. He had the cup. He tore off the bottom. The bottom went down into a little vessel. The vessel went down into a backpack. And the backpack had a 5-gallon container that he just emptied blast into. Hey, man, if you're going to give it to me, you're handing me the keys. It's going to happen. So
I'm going to drive the car.
Yeah. 5 gallons of Baja Blast.
That's why 7-Eleven decided they got smart after a couple of years of that, you know, that free Slurpee day. Bring your own container.
Yeah.
People
and now
they're bringing in trash cans.
Yep. Now they got this little tiny sampler. Go grab a little sampler.
That's what you get.
Oh my gosh. So
I won $16 in the Mega Billion jackpot.
Yeah. So did you hear about this guy, Edwin Castro?
No.
Okay. So he's the guy they've all been waiting for to show up. And he won. He's the one who won the, $2 billion or something like that. And
it was $1 billion. Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently they're all freaking out over him and saying he totally screwed it up because he took it as a lump sum instead of over the next 29 years. And the logic is, you know, if you take it over the next 29 years, it will sum up to $1 billion and or $2 billion, whatever the heck it was. And then if you make a mistake, you get a new check next year. And he's just a punk kid. So, you know, he may put the whole ball of wax into
video games.
Video game. There's this new guy. He's got a console and it's going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. And he puts all $1 billion. Well, actually, $580 million. That's all he's got left. $550 million. So I don't know. What's your take on that? Do you want to? Would you take an annuity?
I would probably take the lump sum.
I would too.
The reason is because number one, you're going to take care of all the taxes on that.
Yep.
Right away.
Yep.
Then that is whatever is left, and you're probably going to end up having like a
$358 million.
Well, you'll probably have $350 million after you've paid your taxes and everything else.
Yeah. All right.
And then it's like, you know, again, I'm going to make sure that my kids have some, mm-hmm. and then I'm just going to live it up. I am just going to live it up because, mm-hmm. you know, again, and the reason that I will not take the 29 years is because you end up having to have to leave it to somebody mm-hmm. in case you die. Mm-hmm. And chances are you are going to die. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, again, it's like I told you a couple of weeks ago, I'm not leaving my kids squat. I'm mm-hmm. going to spend every dime I got. Mm-hmm. And so when they come to put me in that box, it's like, damn, Dad, you ain't even have no money.
Yeah.
Jeez. Mm. But I left an insurance policy so you can burn me up. Mm. I did take care of that. I didn't promise you that I would make you rich. I promised you that I would make you a human being that people will be able to be around. And I did that.
Okay. So you take the lump sum and then what?
Well, like I say, I take the lump sum after I've taken care of my kids. I would find a very fine financial analyst and take half of what I've got left and put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it, just living it up for your love every day, living it up for your love right now.
You'd have to move.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's a given, man. It's like, I'm not going to be anywhere. Nobody's going to know where the hell I am. Are you kidding?
What about me?
What happened to J.D. Slade? Hey, you know, who won that lottery and he and Dan Mason disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah, I'm going to say, because I'm going to send you a text message and go, hey, man, we're going to do the Slade Mason show tomorrow. Hello, JD. You there?
Dan from Tahiti. Here's your plane ticket.
Sweet.
You know, again. Oh no, I'm like a damn fool. You know, listen, no sir. I know I have seen both ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very, very poor.
Mm-hmm.
I've been upper middle class.
Mm-hmm.
Now I would like to experience that the ridiculousness. Upper wealth, that, you know, again, just the stupid wealth.
Mm-hmm.
I want just that, because if I have that, I will have lived the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, listen, buddy, you better hope like hell, because I'm going to damn sure play on Monday for the Mega Millions jackpot, because it's up to $1 billion again.
Okay. Well, I'll put a couple of bucks down. We'll see what happens.
Like I said, hey, listen, the Slade and Mason Show from the studios here in the Bahamas.
Hey, man, how you do? How you do, man? What you smoking down, man?
Oh, he's a good man.
Let me take some rum here. Take a sip of rum. So lots of money, lots of money. So would you, so you're 5 years old and you have this weird desire, and I mean weird desire. And then you get older, you're like 28 years old, and you, so I don't know how, I'll just play it out. Here we go. Japanese man spent $16,000. Do you know the rest of the cell?
No.
No. $16,000 to have an outfit created for him so that he can become a dog. Yeah. So here's the deal. This guy, let me see, did they mention his name? I don't even know. He goes by the name of Toko. Because he won't obviously share his real name, but basically it's a collie, and he got a company called Zepet to create a costume for him. It costs 2 million yen or $15,700. And normally what he does is he does these little goofy videos of him at home, and maybe he goes out back on the deck and chit chats and waves to the camera, and he's a dog. So apparently he got someone to put a halter on him and take him out for a walk one day. And like regular dogs are like, oh, look, there's a dog. Hold on, it doesn't smell right. Dogs are freaking out walking away from this guy. But I'm thinking, you know what? Yeah, ever since he was 5 years old, he wanted to be a dog. He wrote stories about being a dog, wants to be a dog, wishes he was a dog. This guy has issues. Now he's a dog. Now he's he goes out in public and he's I'm just afraid he wants to take a dump one day or he pees. That would not be good. That would not be good. Oh my gosh.
USWPs, man. I tell you what. And why do you rule the world? All right, I'm listening for a jingle here. It should be coming up to your phone.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man, we're running late. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Yeah, you are, doggone.
Now you're supposed to tell me these things. You're supposed to let me know. You can't let me just kind of go. I'll just keep going on for hours, man. I'll just keep talking for 16 hours straight. I don't know what's wrong with me.
About the dog. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the fattest nation in the world. And you know why? It's because of what we put in our face. And you know who's responsible for it?
You
are.
The
food industry.
No.
Don't you blame yourself. It is the food industry. And here are some shining examples why.
Okay.
Fortune Magazine says knob. We won't do that one because that hurts. Okay. Trend Hunter says Burger King is.
Hello?
Testing a new chicken fry that's coated with waffle bits. Yeah. Totally the Bomb says Snoop Dogg. Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Dan?
Burger King?
Okay. Nope. Totally the Bomb. Snoop Dogg launched a new ice cream brand called Dr. Bombay. Flavors include a cookie ice cream, a waffle-flavored ice cream, a chocolate chip cookie ice cream, and a s'mores ice cream. They can be purchased at Walmart. What great munchy food.
Mm.
The Daily Mail says Cher is launching her own gelato brand called Cherlato. The paper claims that she has her own ice cream truck and has spent the last 5 years perfecting her gelato. Her brightly colored truck features pictures of her licking a cone. Oh, my God.
Yes, it's but like, it'll never be as good as Icy Southern Icy Treats. Let me tell you that
Thank
one. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. There we go. Parade Magazine says Popeyes is launching the new dessert called the Oreo Cheesecake Cup. It'll be available for a limited time. The dessert is infused with Oreo cookie pieces.
Oh, my God.
McDonald's is testing a new plant-based McNugget in Germany. The nuggets are made from peas, wheat, and corn.
Do they have any gravy?
Hey, Trader Joe's is recalling their almond windmill cookies and their dark chocolate chump and almond cookies because they make insane rocks.
Rocks.
The grocery store is asking customers to destroy the cookies.
Use a rock. All right.
Trend Hunter says DiGiorno is selling their pizza out of vending machines. Pies cost $9 and are ready in 3 minutes. DiGiorno hopes to place some of their vending machines in convenience stores. Yeah, I can see it now. 7-Eleven. We ain't going to sell our pizza anymore. We're going to sell DiGiorno.
No.
Parade Magazine says Popeyes is launching a new dessert called the Oreo Cheesecake Cup. I told you.
You just did Oreo fusion cookies.
Yeah, again. Let me see here. Where am I? Oh, yes. The New York Post says Starbucks is going to launch their pumpkin spice latte on August 29th.
No.
Yep. I'm sorry. Chocolate deviled eggs are trending.
What?
People are hard-boiling eggs before replacing the yolk with chocolate frosting,
what?
Chocolate sauce, and a chocolate shaving. A vendor at the Ohio State Fair is serving the chocolate deviled eggs. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. God.
McDonald's is going to launch a spinoff restaurant called Cosmix.
Cosmix?
Cosmix. Yep. It's C-O-S-M-C apostrophe S. Cosmix was an alien character that appeared in McDonald's commercials and video games in the 80s and 90s. No word on what food Cosmix is going to serve. All right, NDTV Food says Oreo fried rice is trending on social media.
What?
People are cooking fried rice and then mixing in Oreo cookies. The amateur chefs crush the cookies, which gives the rice a dark brown color. The stir fry is finished with fresh veggies.
Yeah, and tastes like crap.
No. The Albany Herald says Jell-O is freshening up their logo and marketing approach. Their new tagline is jiggly goodness.
From dead bones.
Oh, my God. People Magazine says Disney World is now selling a pickle milkshake. The green shake is topped with whipped cream, pickle slices, and a sprig of dill.
Oh, my God.
And last but not least, NBC says Trader Joe is recalling their broccoli cheddar soup because it may contain insects. The cookies have rock. The soup has insects. The grocery store chain is asking people to destroy the soup if they have it. Oh, no, I'm just going to sit back and eat some of this and wash it down with a little bit of... Oh!
All right, that's all these disgusting things.
It's like... And,
gross.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you weren't even, like, trying. It just...
No, I wasn't even trying. It's like... You know what? I think I got a new assignment for AI. Yeah.
The problem
next week I'm going to find out if AI
doesn't have access to the internet. Your AI there does not have access to the internet. You got to use like I think Google's has access to the internet, but not GPT chat.
Oh well, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Like I say. I've just started experimenting with it. So it's like, you know, again, I'm sure I'll find other things to
do. Google, there's a couple other chat systems that do have access to the internet, or you can subscribe to the 4.0, pay $20 a month. And that one will have the internet access that you can take.
Well, I just couldn't believe it. You know how computer literate I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I, you know, you sent me the link. I clicked on the link. I looked it over and I read through all those little things in the boxes they had on.
Yep.
And then I found the column I wanted. The first column, boom, that's what I want.
Yep.
Put it in the box. There it is.
All right. Let's see. 100,
it was great.
1,000, million, billion, trillion. There is $1 trillion just sitting out there waiting for you to find it. That's right.
What?
Yep. There's a firm out there. It says forgotten accounts increased by 20% in 2021 to $1.65 trillion. These are like leftover IRAs rolled out. These are checking accounts that were closed out or just, you know,
not claimed
savings account, weren't claimed, whatever, just stuff sitting there. And they have a website. I think it's a scam.
Dan.
There are companies out there that will search that up for you. So
I was in elementary school, Elias Howe Elementary School, and back in the day, and we used to have our little bank accounts where, you know, you could put like 10 cents in, and it's like, and dot, dot, dot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like, I never cashed in mine.
Then it's out there.
And I thought about it. I thought, gee, well, you know, of course, you know, I'm a comic cartoon fan, so you know Philip J. Fry in Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
He had like 10 cents, and over 3,000 years. It's like it got to be like $1 billion mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I figure that it's probably about $13 now.
Mm. Let's see.
And I'm not gonna bother.
Let me take a look here. Let me search your name. Let's see. City. Would it be under? Oh, we could do. Wow. There's a lot of views out there.
A lot of me out there.
Let's see. You were
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Connecticut. That's a C, right? Connecticut. Yep. Search.
See you next Tuesday.
There's a bunch, man. Bridgeport. There yep. we go. Something. There's an account there. Less than $25. Bet that's it.
What's the middle initial?
It doesn't give one.
Oh.
There's no. one. There's one no. for D.
Nope. It'd have to be C.
Let's see. There's one for. It's an insurance company. That wouldn't be you. But yeah. So there are places you can search, you can find out, and you can put a claim in.
Again, I mean, like I say, I don't think I couldn't have had more than 30 cents in the thing when I went, but now yeah. it's been 60 years.
So, and that's interesting you mentioned that because my mother had a savings account or checking account, I forget what it was. And just that, it was just before the Great Depression. So let's go back a couple minutes. And it was a gift to her for like $5. And she thought, wow, this, you know, it was like 1974 or something like that. And she found this old savings account and it didn't say like it expired or anything like that. So, you know, is it still good? Is it still bad? So she sent it to the bank and they said, well, I'm not sure what this will do, but we'll run the numbers through it. So they ran the numbers through and they took the calculations and they figured out what the depreciation was and how much it increased till 1972 from like 1929 when the crash took place. And the $5 had actually petered out at 0.0000, like 0.9 of a cent. They said, thanks for bringing it to our attention, but unfortunately, no good. So
we won't even give you a penny.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Well, boys and girls, we're running a little late. That'll do it for us. Mr. Slade, say goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason. You guys have a good one.
Yeah.
Bye, Ted. Bye, Freddie. We'll get Freddy that savings account.
I don't know where. I don't know why they hung up the phone.
This has been a milk I like stinky cheese. Up.
The Adventures of Tintin.
Quack, 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 quack.
Whoa.
Parental advice is admired, but not required.
Where are you?
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
F-Troop.